The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Welcome everyone to this show. We have a wonderful show ahead of you. This is your host, Dr. Vijay, and I have my co-host, Dr. Hitch. How are you, Dr. Hitch?
Hey, you changed it from H to H. I like that. I like that very much. And how are you doing? Miss talking to you during the week.
Yeah, fantastic weather we have up here the last couple of days. So, yes, I've been missing in action whenever I can grab some time and just go out and enjoy the weather. It's sunny. It's this beautiful skies. It looks as if we have missed spring and gone right into summer here in New York. But I'm told the weather is going to get a little bit cooler down the week.
Well, us people from Palm Springs, we're spoiled little brats. We have this nice weather, you know, pretty much all year round. And God forbid if it has a little cloudiness to it and we complain. But otherwise, it's great. It's absolutely great.
No, I see lots and lots of people here. So, yeah, we're living up your weather, our end of the street here.
No extra charge, my dear, no extra charge. So this is pretty interesting news because a lot of people, whether they go to the health food store or a supermarket, they're hearing a lot about this product called agave. And here's the article. I love this. Shocking. Agave is far worse than high fructose corn syrup. Can you imagine that? You know, we've talked about high fructose corn syrup, how being very, very, very unhealthy for the body. Many people interested in staying healthy have switched to agave as a safer natural sweetener. They want to avoid well-documented dangerous sweeteners like high fructose corn syrup. We have sucralose. We have aspartame, but are unaware that agave is actually worse than any of the above. So, what is agave? Blue agave is an exotic plant growing in a rich volcanic soil of Mexico under a hot tropical sun. Agave literally means noble. It generally recognized as a superstar of the herbal remedy world. Listen to this. Claiming to offer relief for indigestion, bowel regularity, and skin wounds. Ferment it, and you can have your favorite drink. Just name agave. It comes up with all these romantic, tropical, excursion, mysterious, shamanic medicine. If you knew the truth about what it really is in it, you'll be dumping it down the drain, and that would certainly be bad for sales. Agave nectar or agave syrup is nothing more than a laboratory-generated super-condensed fructose syrup, devoid of virtually all nutrient value, making you metabolic misfortune. Isn't that amazing? And if you're a diabetic, you've been especially targeted and told this is simply the best thing for you since locally grown organic lettuce that is diabetic-friendly, has a low glycemic index, and doesn't spike your blood sugar. While agave syrup does have a low glycemic index, so does antifreeze. Wow. This doesn't mean it's good for you. Agave syrup has the highest fructose content of any commercial sweetener, ranging from 70 to 97%, depending on the brand, which is far higher than high fructose corn syrup. Remember when Nancy Appleton was on with Suicide by Sugar?
Absolutely.
And she talked about it at the end of the show. I mean, you and I, well, sort of were shocked, but we weren't sort of shocked when she said about agave being a no-no. Yes. This article is very, very powerful. So, boys and girls, if you're out there trying to stay healthy and drinking agave or using agave syrup, because I know people that will make these beautiful pancakes organic with wheat berry in it and everything nice, and they'll put agave syrup because, quote-unquote, maple syrup is a no-no for you. And yet what are they doing? They're doing something worse than using high fructose corn syrup. Unbelievable.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's why you need to have, like, you know, new information. Just because the ads come out there and say that, you know, something is good for you, you know, it's absolutely not true. And again, it's the, we had, we talked about the power of these drug ads and,
yes.
you know,
yes.
that goes with all ads that are out there. And you need to dig in a little bit deeper or just, you know, ask around. Or listen to our show to find out what are the pros and the cons, and then you make the decision. But I have something here for men, and I was reading up on this.
I better listen up then, right?
Huh?
I better listen up? Okay.
That was a direct hint, Dr. H.
I got it.
Go ahead. Foods that fight prostate cancer. And this is an important disease in men. And it's very clear that now, you know, we're looking at that low-fat diet helps prevent prostate cancer. In addition, there are certain foods that are beneficial, and we're talking about allicin. This is a garlic compound that mm-hmm. has potent anti-cancer properties. So what we're saying is add minced garlic to pasta sauces and stir fries. Or you could even toss a peeled clove into a juicer when making fruit juice, you know, if you can stand the taste and your guests and your loved ones can stand the taste of garlic in your breath. But the benefits far outweigh any kind of negative, you know, that you're going to face in terms of bad breath. So if everybody is drinking the fruit juice with garlic, hey, come on, share in it. But the other fruits that we're looking at to prevent this dreaded disease in men are citrus fruits. Oranges, lemons are loaded with pectin, a fiber that fights cancer. And since most pectin is found in the peels of citrus fruits, you want to try zesting small slices and drizzle them into salads and stir fries. The next food I have here is gluten. In a recent study, men who ate gluten-based meat substitutes were two-thirds less likely to have elevated levels of prostate-specific antigen, the PSA, which is a marker for prostate cancer. So try the meat substitute seitan, sold in health food stores and some supermarkets. Omega-3 fatty acids. You and I have done a number of shows where we talked about the importance of omega-3 fatty acids. And in a number of the recent studies I've seen, men who ate small amounts of omega-3 acids and lots of saturated fat were three times more likely to develop prostate cancer than other men. So you want to take omega-3 fatty acids, and this is found in salmon, mackerel, and other cold water fish. The next source is selenium. In a recent study, men who took selenium supplements had a much lower risk for prostate cancer. Other good sources include soy, and we talked a lot about it in our show, fermented soy, the tofu, tempeh, the jiva beverage, and other soy foods contain genistein and other isoflavones, that compounds that retard the growth of cancer cells. And you need to eat about, you know, a couple of ounces, 2 to 3 ounces of, you know, soy foods, preferably fermented soy foods, you know, a day. And then, of course, there's tomatoes. They are rich in lycopene. This is a pigment that develops anti-cancer properties once it's been cooked. And you can make homemade tomato sauce or grill fresh tomatoes. So these are just some of the fruits and vegetables that you need to incorporate in your diet. So, Dr. H., how much of these are you taking every day?
Well, I believe I do a little bit of everything. And, you know, like with selenium, selenium complements with vitamin E. And, you know, and you mentioned about the Jiva product. Synergistically, several ingredients work together as opposed to taking just an individual ingredient. So people need to know that combinations work very, very, very well. But I would do just about all of them. The tomatoes are kind of tough because, you know, they're in season, and I don't know, even the tomatoes at the health food store don't seem to be that great. So I probably do about 99% of it.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I think as more and more awareness is coming on what are the preventive issues that we can take, you know, a healthy lifestyle and what constitutes a healthy lifestyle and a healthy nutrition. It's very interesting that, you know, again and again we find that, you know, if you're going to cook meals at home, it's so much better than going outside and, you know, eating restaurant food or processed food, like food on the go. So taking time for yourself, it's one of the cornerstones of, you know, how to achieve your health and well-being and bring balance into your life. And we talk a lot about that in our show, how to bring balance.
Well, speaking of balance, I want to introduce our guest. You know, as you know, and a lot of our listeners know, that I write books, and probably one of the best compliments that an author can ever get is when somebody has bought your book, or my book, your book, anybody else's book, and doesn't give it back to the person, and loans it to somebody else, and the person that they loan it to doesn't give it back to the original owner of it. And I have this book called Face It and Fix It. And it's an awesome book, and I read from every page to every page, from beginning to the end. And a friend of mine borrowed it, and I have not had it back. And I said, wow, this is a compliment. And so I want to compliment the, because we have the author on this morning, Ken Seeley. Ken Seeley, the author of Face It and Fix It, has remained involved professionally and personally in recovery since 1989. He applies his relevant experience and boundless enthusiasm to profoundly change the lives of people who suffer from the disease of addiction, both the addict and the addict's family and friends. Ken, welcome. I am so thrilled to have you on our show today.
Thank you. I appreciate your efforts and time for getting the message out.
Thank you. Give us a little runabout on why the book.
Well, the reason why I put the book together is because a lot of people know me from doing interventions and, you know, breaking down the wall of denial for the addict. But what I realized in the years of experience and working with the addict and working with the family members, that it's not only the addict that's in denial. A lot of the times the family members are in denial, and I have to break down their walls of denial in order to help them, you know, surrender to the process and get them into recovery to start the intervention process. So, you know, once I saw that there was such a huge need that we all have something we're in denial about, and if we could, you know, make our life a little easier to live, you know, it could be from somebody that continues to choose bad relationships. You know, every time they get in a relationship, they only last for, you know, a certain amount of time because they, you know, they're picking the wrong person in their minds, to biting their fingernails, to, you know, being addicted to drugs or having an eating disorder. So once I saw that, I said, you know, let's help people because, you know, we only have such a short period of time on this earth, and why live it in pain and misery? And if we could break down, if we could take the steps necessary to get out of that pain, why wouldn't we? So that was really the purpose of the book.
What I like about, actually I love about it, is that you don't cover just chemical dependency nor codependency. You cover other factors, and you gave the example before about biting the fingernails, physical disabilities, emotional, mental disabilities too. There's a friend of mine back in New Mexico, and he always would say, I'm as honest as my denial allow me to be.
I love that.
Ken, people quote me with all my famous sayings, and you're welcome to quote that on that too. But it's true. It's true. I'm as honest as my denial allow me to be. You know, because I've hidden denial for so many years, so I can switch my mind around and say, oh, I really don't have a problem. I'm not really biting my fingernails. I really don't have a physical disability. But I love the fact that you go through the criterion of looking at these things and say, okay, let's hit a bottom with this if possible, and the book really helps with this.
Yeah. Well, Ken, this is amazing because when we come back after the break, you know, we want to talk about, you know, how do you save lives? And it's not just about addiction and alcohol dependency and excessive gambling and sexual addiction and abusive behavior and et cetera, et cetera. Not just in celebrities, but in ordinary people. How do you talk about, you know, the prevention and, you know, what exactly can you help them with? So when we come back from the break, more from Ken Seeley, the author of Face It and Fix It.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org.
That's JIVASupplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nayer's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello, with Dr. Vijay and Dr. H. And right now we're speaking with Kent Seeley, who wrote this awesome book called Face It and Fix It. And we're not talking about this river called the Nile. We're talking about denial. And Ken, just before we went to the commercial break, we talked a little about denial, and then maybe just wrap that up and go on. We'll go on to the other factors that you were going to talk about.
Great. Yeah. So what I was about to say regarding denial is everybody has heard in the past where they have a loved one that's suffering from an addiction, and they say that, you know, and the old philosophy in the 12 steps and other programs out there is for an addict, you can't help them until they hit their rock bottom. And what that means is that they've come out of some form of the denial, and they hit a rock bottom and they seek help. They realize that their addiction, their behaviors are the result of, you know, the pain and suffering of the people around them and themselves. And so until they hit that rock bottom, there's nothing you could do. So don't waste your money. Don't waste your energy. Just sit and wait for them to hit that rock bottom. And when they do, they'll seek help through going to treatment or asking their loved ones, I can't do this on my own anymore. Please help me. And that's when we break through the wall of denial. That's when the process starts, is when they finally say, please help me. But with any other disease out there, you know, the thing that's happening these days is that people are dropping like flies. They're dying every single day. I think it was reported in Florida alone with prescription meds that over 6,000 people died from the time that Heath Ledger died until Michael Jackson died. Within that short period, 6,000 people died from prescription drug abuse in Florida alone. So every day people are dying from this disease, and the family members are being held hostage. from the disease. They're suffering because of the disease, and they don't know that there are steps that they could take in order to get them into the recovery and get them the help and raise the rock bottom and turn it into a reality for their loved one at that time instead of waiting for the natural progression. You know, with any other disease out there, if you have cancer or diabetes, as you were talking about earlier, you don't sit there and wait for the natural progression of the disease. You intervene and you take the medication. You do what's necessary to fight the disease. And that's my hope, is that I educate enough people in this world that they don't sit and watch their loved ones die from this, that they take aggressive actions in fighting the disease until the addict themselves are able to fight it, you know, and get into recovery.
Well, it's something that family members and, you know, loved ones, friends, and we're telling everybody you need to be educated about the choices you have and how to, you know, prevent yourself from getting into the problem. And denial is a huge conundrum, because all of us have denial at some, you know, something or the other. It could be nail biting, as you just said, or something as severe as sexual addiction. And sometimes you just think, no, it's only going to affect me and not anybody else. What do you have to say to people, our listeners out there, you know, when they're in denial, when they know they're in denial, what can they take steps like right now? What can they do?
Yeah, great question. Because what happens is, you know, you have a loved one and they're suffering from, you know, sex addiction, which is huge right now in the media,
right.
You know, or any of them out there. And you're seeing the red flags. I like to call them the red flags. You're seeing the behaviors that demonstrated that are part of the addiction. You know, if it's, you know, sexual addiction, they're on the internet, you know, looking at porn. Or if it's drug or alcoholism, you know, they got arrested once again with a DUI. But, oh, it's not that bad, because our human instincts to help our loved one are protect and cherish. So we don't want to, you know, go against them. Normally what we do is we hire an attorney to get them out of this situation. And, you know, we fight the law that's trying to really protect them and protect others from their disease. But yet, as family members, we see the red flags, we see the behaviors demonstrated, but yet we don't feel like it's that bad yet. But if you really look at the big picture and you see, you know, it could start off at internet porn and then all of a sudden going out and, you know, sleeping with other people and starting to, you know, it's a spiral. It's a process that happens. And the families watch the behaviors. They see those red flags. And the message I want to get out there is to take action then. Don't sit back and wait and think that it's going to change. It's really not that bad. You know, because with this disease, we don't have a choice to pick when they're going to overdose. We don't have a choice to pick. I think Mothers Against Drunk Driving say, you know, thousands and thousands of people in this country alone die, you know, every single year from drinking and driving. Thousands. So that's hundreds of people a day that are dropping like flies, you know, just like the prescription drug problem.
Right.
But, you know, if you add them all up, it's hundreds of thousands of people that are dying. And yet, you know, we're not taking the action because we don't know. Now we know. We know that the family members can take action. It's not an ambush. It's not an attack. It's just a way to intervene to help end that unhealthy behavior and get them to treatment in order to get them to recovery, to help them live a healthy, successful life.
Now, in part of your book, the other factors that you talk about too, which I was really amazed at that it was covering it, and I'm glad you did that, was the denial of physical disabilities, and also mental disabilities. People can be in denial that I don't have depression, I don't have bipolar, I don't have anxiety. I'm glad you touched that. I really do. Can you talk a couple minutes before we go into a break on that?
Sure. Yeah, and those are the ones that are the most heartbreaking, because
sure.
when you're dealing with drug or alcohol or other types of addictions, you know, it's easier to break through that wall of denial. But if you're dealing with a mental illness, you know, it's just heartbreaking because without being properly medicated, you really can't break through that wall of denial. And it's just the way that they are. And until they're properly medicated, they can't see it. So they're sitting there and they're wondering, why is my family shutting me off? Why? This doesn't make sense. Nothing makes sense to them. And it's just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. It isn't like stop doing the drugs and, you know, get into treatment.
Right. Right.
It's like you need to take medication, but it doesn't make sense for the person that's suffering from that disease. So it's really, really difficult for the person that has the disease, but it's just as difficult, if not more difficult, for the family members because they still have to hold healthy boundaries to say we can't live this way anymore and have to put, you know, it's raising the bottom. It's like what would happen naturally through the natural progression of the disease, you know, divorce, arrest, you know, locked up in a psych ward. These are the natural progressions because where they always end up in mental illness, drug addiction, you either end up locked up in a psych ward or a controlled environment, or you end up for breaking the law in jail, or worse yet, you end up dead. And so my job as an interventionist is to intervene so those three things don't have to happen. We raise the bottom to get them to feel enough discomfort further up in their disease so it doesn't have to go into the later stages. And we raise the rock bottom, have them feel enough discomfort to say, okay, I would rather change here than continuing down this spiral of the natural progression.
Well, what I like is that when you have your interventions, I mean, you have a group of people that the person trusts. You actually, you know, go about saying, you know, everybody just sort of like, you know, the person just, you know, confronts people, the family, the friends. Everyone has the same, you know, wish or desire for the person to help the person. How safe is it, you know, to put the whole, you know, the person's, you know, circle of friends and family as, you know, somebody they can be accountable to and to take part in this intervention? And how successful is that?
Yeah, that's, you know, when we do an intervention is we usually do a pre-intervention to educate the families on how they're either participating in the person's recovery or how they're supporting the disease to continue to live. And we point out the different behaviors that they're participating in without any judgment because they just didn't know. That day forward, they just didn't know that they were supporting the disease. But now we're educating them, and that process is usually between 4 to 8 hours long, depending on how many people are there, how difficult it is for them to understand. And, you know, we just keep teaching them that when you do this, this is your result. And this is why, you know, as an example, you know, when you're giving them that $20 because they're screaming and yelling and throwing their tantrums just to get them out of your hair, instead of really helping them, you're feeding their addiction because they know they're going to come back and throw that same tantrum the next day or the day after, and they're going to get that next $20. So it's a cycle that needs to be broken. So we educate them on how to break the cycle and then what healthy boundaries are. What are healthy things that they could be doing to contribute to guide them to treatment and keeping them in recovery? And once they have that education and they understand that there's different actions that they could be taking to get the different results, then we sit them down and we plead with them to get the help. And I like to use the old-fashioned, a lot of people don't agree with me on the Johnson model of intervention. But, you know, it's been around for years and there's a RISE model, there's, you know, the family systemic model where the person is invited in. But I still like the surprise tactic. I don't look at it as an ambush. I just don't want the person to prep and get ready for the meeting to have every argument ready on why they don't need the help. So you sit them down. They don't know about the meeting that we're having. You invite them in. You know, yeah, it's shocking for them at that time. But if they, you know, go after the family, well, you shouldn't have did it this way. And, I always say, blame it on me. Blame it on me. I'm the professional. I asked you to do it this way. So it releases that holding the family hostage, that, you know, holding them being angry at them for doing the intervention this way. And then we surprise them, and then when they're in that mode of being in fear, it's easier to access their vulnerability, in my experience. You know, and that's where we need them to get into that place of vulnerability where they feel like, oh my God, yeah, these are my choices that I'm making. These are the things that I'm doing to get this result. And once we open it up just enough to get them to surrender to treatment, then let the treatment professionals do their job when we get them there.
Ken, before we go to a commercial, how can our listeners get your book, and how can they contact you?
Intervention911.com is where, you know, is you could ask questions, you could get confidential information. If you have a loved one that's suffering, you know, there's a phone number there. But go to intervention911.com, and it has a lot of information on, you know, just helping your loved ones break this cycle of addiction so you and your loved ones could have a better life. Because there's millions of people out there right now suffering from the disease of addiction. And then you times that by 2 to 7, and that's how many family members and loved ones that are being held hostage. Because you may not have the disease, but when you're worried about somebody with the disease, you're still being held hostage by that disease.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ken. When we come back from the break, more information on how to get hold of Ken and what else as family members and friends you can do for your loved ones.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
What is whole person healing? Via body, via mind, and via spirit. It's a dedication to the widest selection of healing practices worldwide whenever possible. Hosted by Professor Rustam Roy, a noted material scientist and the founder of Friends of Health, who will be here each weekend with the most in-depth information about whole person healing from the world's leading practitioners, spokespersons, and major supporters for this viewpoint. Tune in every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. And we have with us in today's show, Ken Seeley. And Ken, his organization is called Intervention911.com. He is the founder and CEO of this organization, and this is one of the most prominent and successful private intervention services in the country. Now, your knowledge can and unique perspective have made him an addiction and intervention expert for the media. And we know that you're a regular contributor for CNN, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, Fox, ABC, and many, many, many other stations. And we know, too, that, Ken, you're also certified by the National Association of Drug and Alcohol Interventionists. But tell us about, you know, your media work. And, you know, I know you do a lot of work with the celebrities. Perhaps you can start by saying, what is one of your most, challenging interventionists that you have done that you can remember to date? What are some of the challenges you faced in both, you know, making it a successful intervention and maybe other challenge that wasn't a successful intervention? What are the, the hallmarks?
Well, one of the things that I think are the most difficult things to really accomplish in the intervention process is getting the whole family on the same page. I mean, that's the challenge. If we could get the whole family on the same page to understand that we're not fighting their loved one, we're fighting the disease, we're fighting the addiction, and they could stay on the same page with that and stay fighting it, I think the person has a great chance in recovery. But it's always, I like to call it the weak link. Like if there's a solid wall and there's a fence up, the weak link that the disease stays alive in. They get in, they get out, and it continues to grow because one person just can't say no. And it's devastating. It's heartbreaking when you see everybody else fighting it and one person allows it to stay alive. And that just recently happened to me on one of my cases that, you know, we were able to get the person to treatment. They did 30 days of, you know, chemical dependency and rehab, and this one was primary psych, as we were just talking about, and they didn't address the psych issue, so when he got out, the same behaviors were there, demonstrated, and some of the family was split and saying, oh, no, he's fine, and the other part of the family is, no, he's not, the behaviors are still being there, and so it was just so heartbreaking to watch the family split over this, never not being unified. And I think that's key. I think that's one of the key components in a successful intervention and success in long-term recovery is everybody has to understand we're not fighting the person. We're fighting the addiction. We're fighting the illness. And we need to get them help. And it may not look nice and it may not be fun, but the end result is so rewarding and so worth it.
You know, it's interesting with interventions about 20-some years ago. I've worn many hats beside an author, an osteopathic doctor, also a chemical dependent and codependency counselor about 23 years ago. We started a adolescent treatment center. And I remember having an intervention one night with the family and friends of this young boy. And everybody showed up. The boy showed up, the family and friends showed up, and the father showed up a few minutes late, drunk. And it's amazing that when we, I know from my own experience that doing an intervention is that it also allows other people having whatever type of dependency or whatever type of situation for that to come to the surface also. So it's not just the person that's being intervened, it's the other part of the family members too.
Yes, yes. It's so important. And it's really key if we're going to have a healthy family dynamics. It's about all of us doing our work, and it's not about you just sending your loved one to treatment. The best case scenarios, the ones with the most success, is the ones that say, okay, I'm going to take action in this, and they go to Al-Anon, they go to Alateen, and they work a program of recovery for themselves and to support their loved ones, and those are the ones with the best results. Those are the ones with the win-win scenarios. Those are the ones that, you know, lived in a living nightmare, and all of a sudden the lights are turned on and their lives are changed drastically, you know, because they chose to make that shift. They've experienced enough pain to say, I am willing to do anything, and they surrender to recovery.
Now, another question, how would you ease your way into a more balanced life immediately, or you reorganize every aspect of your life? So do you go back into life after recovery slowly? Do you ease into it? Or do you immediately reorganize, you know, every part of your life, you know, schedule and everything? What would you advise?
Yeah, one of the other services that we just started providing, because we realized that a lot of people relapse within that first 30 days of leaving treatment because they don't know how to integrate. I mean, it's easy to be safe and clean and sober in a bubble when you're at a different place for, you know, 30, 60, 90 days.
Yes.
But when you go back to your old environment and the old family dynamics, and especially if the family hasn't done their work in getting into recovery and everybody's doing the same thing, that's when people usually end up relapsing. They hold on as tight as they can, but yet the dynamics of the family are still the same. So it's a lot easier than saying, okay, I'm going to go to 90 meetings in 90 days. They say, oh, yeah, you know what, everybody just got home from work and we're all watching TV and tonight we're going to go see a movie. And it's easier to fall back into that than take out and go out and go to a meeting by yourself and look for a sponsor and work the 12 steps. I mean, that's a lot of work to work the program. And since we realized that's when they relapse, is what we started offering is a sober companion to go home with them and get them with a temporary sponsor, get them going to every meeting every day, sometimes two meetings, and getting them involved with starting to work their steps, getting them involved with working with a therapist in their own community. So they're taking what they've learned in treatment and transplanting that and back into their own environment of where they came from. So now they're taking the tools that they've learned and applying them in their lives. And that is so key. I mean, that is so important. And people have said, you know, over and over that was the reason why they really made it, is because they used that service to say, you know what, I'm not going to chance it. I'm not going to spend all this money to go to treatment. I'm not going to, you know, spend all this energy and time in getting the education and then, you know, falling short on not having the assistance. Because just having that person there with them that's already been through it and understands the steps that are necessary to help guide them. I mean, they get three phone numbers at every meeting, and they call those three people within 24 hours just to touch base. Because when you get out of treatment and you go to a meeting in your home environment, it's like, and then you pick, number one, going up to somebody is like, you know, asking them to chop down a wall, because it's like, you know, there's no way that it's that easy to walk up to a stranger and say, hi, how are you? I'm new and I'd like to get your phone number. So we help them do that. And then when you get home and that phone is sitting there staring at you, it's like the million pound phone. It's like, I'm not picking up that phone to call a stranger and tell them I need help. So that person sits with them until they get into that routine. And then once they're in that routine, then we release them into their community.
You know, there's another expression, too, that we need to eliminate playmates, play toys, and play things. And for people that are fairly new in recovery, in whatever type of addiction, whether it's chemical and or codependency, it's so easy for us to fall back into that old ways. And it's eliminating these playmates, play toys, and play things. And it's amazing. And I love the fact that to have that companion, to make a connection with another person, as opposed to saying, well, geez, I miss my friends that, you know, did whatever, you know, maybe I'll see what they're doing, as opposed to going to a meeting and or spending some time with a companion, sober companion.
Oh, that's huge. I mean, that's a big one, especially if the family is in Al-Anon or other program,
right.
Because then they're sitting there and they're like, well, I got to go to a 12-step and they're not doing nothing, and I already spent 90 days away from so-and-so, and they really didn't party that hard, and, you know, oh, they weren't that bad. And then all of a sudden they're there and they're having one glass of wine with their dinner, and boom, it's over.
Right.
They're off and running again.
This is one of the things that I saw, Dr. Vijay, when I was working at that adolescent treatment center, is that, number one, the parents would drop off the child, John or Susie, and say, he or she's the problem, don't bother me. Two, is that the child, when they would be in recovery for 6 months, and going to, I'm sorry, going to the treatment center for 6 months, and they would go to meetings. Most of them would go back home. They didn't fit back into the realm of the family disease because the parents and or brothers or sisters were not doing anything for themselves, going to other different 12-step meetings. And people need to realize, and I'm sure you're very emphatic with this, Ken, so am I, is that this is a family disease, whether it's chemical codependency, even these disabilities. This is a family disease that we all need to be working together. Otherwise, they're saying, hey, something must be wrong with me. Why do I have to not blah, 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 and everybody else can, you know, do the same thing?
Yep, yep. And really, that's what it's about, is we as a family need to make that shift. We need to break the cycle. All of the things that we've been doing to this point aren't working. And one of the things I could, you know, help the listeners, you know, guide them to get a little bit more of an understanding. If you have a loved one that's suffering from this and you don't think that really, you know, it's that bad and you don't want to go online and look at, you know, our website or give us a call, you know, go to the television and watch the different shows out there. I mean, I was fortunate to be a part of the one intervention on A&E for 4 years, and it was a great experience, and it's educating millions and millions of people that there are things that you could do, and you could watch the behaviors on that show intervention, and you could see how the spiral of the disease gets to the later stages. So why not intervene before it gets to that point? Why not intervene before it gets that bad? Because without treatment and recovery, the disease is not going to get better. It doesn't just stop. You know, it needs something to stop it, and that's what treatment's about. That's why there's treatment facilities all over the world, because it's a medical condition, and it needs medical attention. So if you don't think that, you know, you have it that bad, or you know, just tune in. It's a great opportunity. It was a great opportunity for me personally, as you said earlier, because now I am called in by many, many networks to, as an expert in the field, to weigh in on what's really happening out there. And I appreciate all of the different media outlets really, really educating the people, as you were saying about your show. You know, it's all about educating the people on their options. And you could either stay and let the natural progression of the disease of addiction and watch it spiral down, or you could take, you know, action on it and fight it and do something about it. You're not a victim anymore. You know, once you're educated, you're not a victim to the disease anymore and the behaviors of your loved one's choices. You could take the action to have them change.
Well, we talk a lot about it in our show that, you know, we give people the choices that, you know, that they need. So this is very, very timely, very, very timely that people need to hear this again and again for all kinds of problems, that they're not stuck in one route to go, but they need to, you know, think outside the box.
Yeah, I love that about your show. I think that's great. The one thing you talked about earlier, though, I don't know, all those foods that you say are good for you, they're the ones that I don't really enjoy. So I guess I'm going to have to make some changes in my life.
Oh, yes.
We'll get you out of denial when it comes to food, believe me.
You know, a lot of these options don't mean that everything we have to like, you know. Some of them we just have to, oh, no, I haven't tried this, you know. I got to now break down my comfort zone and come out of it.
So I think you did a little intervention on me.
What's interesting, because we talk about trying to rebalance the what we call the body, mind, and spirit type of effect, excuse me, and that food, nutrition, has a lot to do with not only just the possibility of physical and mental disabilities, but a lot of it has to do with chemical and believe it or not, codependency. So, you know, we can deal with this in an intervention. We can deal with this on a psychological effect. We can deal through therapy. I'm a big believer, and so is Dr. Vijay, that we need also to wrap this around with nutrition. We need to learn to love ourselves enough to start eating healthier. If there's a situation where there's heart problems running in the family, what can I take for being preventive? A lot of people that are recovering alcoholics and/or drug addicts, okay, also have a sugar component where they crave for the sugar, and to have that ability to find something as a natural effect to help eliminate that those cravings still can come in. You know, we can stop drinking, we can stop drugging, but boy, I tell you, let me have a cigarette, let me have a soda or a cookie. It's still in there. So nutrition really wraps itself around, you know, what you're doing. We complement each other.
Yeah, and you'll appreciate this, Ben, because I know the media is working on a lot of new shows coming up in the future regarding that, you know, where, you know, I know there's one that's already started about the guy running around and educating younger kids on what are healthier foods to eat and, you know, eating disorder. That's huge in this country, and it's all about nutrition. It's just not being educated as what you're doing, educating the people on what the foods are doing to them and what are the better choices. And I'm grateful that you guys are doing this. The networks are starting to pick up on it, and they're doing something. It's not just about the negative and looking at all the crime in the world anymore. It's really about educating the masses, and that's why I feel so honored and privileged to be a part of that with the media, is because, you know, getting that message out there and getting, you know, people educated on the right choices, and they do have a choice, that they're not being held hostage and victims in any of their choices that they have themselves to make, and they could change them. They could change them.
Well, the very important message that you're bringing out, and we hope to, that we are bringing out in the media, is that, you know, the choices sometimes, you know, it's sometimes hard to break out from your habitual patterns, and then you have your denial on top of what you're doing. And what are some of the steps you can do to make that transition easier, so that, you know, you can at least begin to look at something that you never thought you were going to look at, or you were in total denial and you never want to see something. So, you know, meditation and some of the issues you suggested about meditation and finding time for yourself, even doing things like emotional freedom technique, tapping, you know, anything they can do in massage, acupuncture, acupressure. There's so many other choices besides a healthy lifestyle and nutrition that, you know, you want to incorporate into a healthy program. That's the message that, you know, we need to give it out to people. Talk to other people that, you know, are in recovery or, you know, have experienced success or are doing something, and, you know, you feel yourself motivated. The motivation is the most important thing, and not to give up. We want to thank you, Ken. Thank you very much for being on the show, and it's a privilege and an honor to have you here. And we hope that the listeners, you know, will go back to your site. Please give us where you can find yourself, your information, and your book one more time.
Absolutely. It's intervention911.com.
And the title of the book again is Face It and Fix It. It's a three-step plan to break free from denial and discover the life you deserve. So thank you again, Ken, for being on our show.
Yes, thank you very much, Ken.
Thank you. I appreciate your efforts and time for getting the message out.
You're welcome. Stay well, and we'll talk later.
All right. Bye now.
Bye now. Bye. So, Dr. H, this was huge.
Yes. The timing is really perfect.
So what are you going to do with your addictions? I'm kidding.
Well, you know, it's really interesting, because we can deny the fact that we have a problem. We could deny, you know, because we've had people on our show before talking about conflict resolution, relationships, now, you know, with the various forms of addictions and or disabilities. Excuse me, for people to take a look at this, it's not a bad thing. It's just something to take a look at, and then hopefully there are so many different choices on following the path of wellness, if we choose. You know, that's the whole concept of our show. We have our guests on each week that help people give choices. So we still can stay in the denial and still stay in whatever type of addiction we have, or we now have a choice of where we can go forward.
Yes. And the thing is to open yourself up, you know, not just to isolate yourself, says, well, I'm the only one with this problem and nobody knows about it, and you know, hide yourself and isolate. And that, you know, the important thing is to come out and start talking about it. Because the more you can talk about it in the relevant circles and get the help you need, you know, and you have to express your problem. You have to express what you're going through. And that's what we're trying to, you know, tell people, you know, call in, you know, talk to us. Our number here, again, is 866-472-5792. or you could email us at info@kissyourlifehello.com. We're here. We're here to listen to your, you know, issues that you have, and we welcome a chance to help, you know, resolve some of the challenges in health and wellness and well-being that you're facing in your life.
Well, my dear, with that, I'm going to say, if no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first. I love you, all of you, and looking forward to being on the show next week with Dr. Vijay.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.